Okay, so last week we spoke about the unique nature of Klal Yisrael being more spiritually fit for Torah and mitzvot. We spoke about the idea as to why, first of all, human beings are more spiritually fit because we have a Seichel Elyon. We have something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that makes us more fit towards spiritual endeavors. Klal Yisrael is even more fit towards spiritual endeavors because Klal Yisrael and the Torah were created in their ideal form before the creation of the world. Now, the creation of the world was also a creation of nature, and that is why it happened in 7 days. As we've mentioned, seven is a representation of nature and a symbol of nature. That's why it happened in 7 days. The nations of the world who were created with the creation of the world are therefore bound by nature. We're not bound by nature. We're kind of in the realm of the supernatural. And for that reason, we are more fit toward Torah and mitzvot. We said that's why the nations of the world are 70 in number, because 10 is a collection of people. 7 is natural. So the nations of the world, who are natural collections of people, are 70 nations of the world. What we left off the recording, but I said immediately after, for those who were there, is that this is also why the average human being, not Jews, have how many mitzvot? 7. Sheva mitzvot. Because the mitzvot always reflect who you are in character. They're a product of your spiritual state. So those who are natural individuals, bound by nature, like most human beings, nature being 7, so they have 7 mitzvot. Okay. Essentially, the idea that we're starting out with now is that the mitzvot are built in a way that they are perfectly fit for your spiritual capacity. Perfectly fit for your... It's not relevant to say that this mitzvah is... that I am not fit for such a mitzvah. This mitzvah is beyond me from a spiritual perspective. There is no such thing, because it's not like you were created a human being who were and then was asked to do mitzvot. No. You were created a Jew, right? This interesting, you know, combination of spiritual and physical. And the mitzvot are just a reflection of the spiritual status that you are on, perfectly tailored to your capacity. There's no mitzvah that is beyond your spiritual capacity, because it's a product of your spiritual capacity. Saying that there's a mitzvah that's beyond your spiritual capacity is, let's say, tantamount to saying that fire is too hot for fire to handle. No, fire is exactly as hot as fire can handle, because the heat is a product of what it is. Now, fire is too hot for me to handle directly, right? Because of the contrast between, you know, my chemical makeup and the chemical makeup of fire. But fire is certainly not too hot for fire to handle, right? It is a product of the fire itself. The mitzvot are a product of us, of the Jewish people, and therefore they are perfectly aligned with our spiritual capacity. There is no mitzvah that is beyond our capacity. Now, the purpose of the mitzvot are to perfect ourselves. So what does that mean? What that means is that you are deficient by extension of the fact that you're a creation of the natural world. And the goal of the mitzvot are to perfect your natural deficiencies by orienting you toward spiritual endeavor. Now, it really only makes sense to assume that we can be corrected through spiritual endeavors, because there's no way that a physical endeavor could correct a physical deficiency, which is a product of the fact that it's physical. Let's make that clear, right? If you only have deficiency because you are physical, because deficiency, imperfection, is a characteristic of physicality, then it doesn't make sense to say that all physical deficiencies can be solved by physical means, or any physical deficiencies can be solved by physical means for that matter, because the defining characteristic of physicality is imperfection. So good luck fixing your physical imperfections with physical means. They would always be imperfect. You're imperfect because you're physical. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to assume that you could fix those problems through physical means. You must fix those problems through spiritual means, because the job of the spiritual means is to fix physical deficiencies. Because the mitzvot are not of the physical realm. The mitzvot are of the spiritual realm. And they are given to us in this world to fix our physical deficiencies. The mitzvot, the spiritual endeavors, are what perfect the physical existence. Because physical existence, by definition, is lacking, is imperfect. Spiritual existence is, by definition, perfect. Mitzvot are this, are these physical acts, yet they are spiritual endeavors to raise what is physically deficient into what is spiritually perfect. And that's how we perfect ourselves, through mitzvot. The Maharal elsewhere points out, that the idea of a mitzvah is just that. Even the word mitzvah reflects it. The idea of a mitzvah is essentially a fully spiritual entity or endeavor masked by physical activities. Right? It's a fully spiritual endeavor masked by physical activities, and that is why they can be used in the physical world to bring your physical deficiencies up to a status of spiritual perfection. Because essentially a mitzvah is just that. It is a fully spiritual endeavor that is masked by physical actions. It says the Maharal, mitzvah itself is a word that represents just that. See, if you're doing a mitzvah, you can tell you're doing something spiritual, right? It's not overwhelmingly physical. You're not eating, necessarily. You're making a bracha. So bracha, you're doing something that's clearly spiritual, but it's also done with your body. So it's kind of this weird dynamic. You know it's not for spiritual purposes, but you know that, sorry, it's not for physical purposes, and yet it's accomplished with your physical body. So this is Maharal, you can see that in the word mitzvah itself. How so? Because a mitzvah is essentially, Shem Hashem. It's Shem Hashem. Part of it is revealed and part of it is hidden. Now there are ways of hiding letters in words. Do you know how you hide letters in words? So you could say gematria is one way, but that's really hiding numbers in words. How do you hide letters in words? Atbash. In order of atbash, a way to hide letters inside of words is essentially when you take Aleph, you switch it with Tav, and vice versa. Bet, you switch it with Shin, and vice versa. Right? That's how you hide letters inside words. So what is a mitzvah? Mitzvah is Mem Tzadi, Vav Hey. What is the Atbash of Mem? The Atbash of Mem is Yud. Now what is the Atbash of Tzadi? Hey. And then the rest of the word is Vav. Hey. So essentially we have one word, mitzvah, that is kulo shem Hashem. Half of it you can see and half of it you cannot see. And that's what a mitzvah is, explains the Maharal. You have a question? Again, sorry. I would say physical imperfections are resolved by spiritual endeavors. Right? Deficiencies are filled in as a result of spiritual endeavors. They lead to the perfection. So that's what spirituality is here to do. Correct the inherent deficiencies in the physical. Explains the Maharal then in Tehillim, Perek Yotet, says as follows: Hashemayim misaprim kavod el, ve'acharkach itchil lomar Torat Hashem tamima ad sof mizmor. Right. So Hashemayim misaprim kavod el, and then only afterward is Torat Hashem tamima. V'yesh min chilat mizmor ad Torat Hashem tamima shiva psukim ve'acharkach Torat Hashem tamima. He explains that in this parak yotet, you have seven psukim. Torat Hashem tamima is the eighth pasuk. Ki hanagata teven nivra b'shiva. Yamim, Yamei Bereshit. So when you introduce the concept of Torah being Torah Hashem Tamima, the Torah is the supernatural, and therefore, meaning it is above nature, it's above and beyond nature, and therefore it only comes in the eighth pasuk of this mizmor to tell you what? That Torah is me'al hateva. Now, what's the value for us to know that Torah is me'al hateva? The value for us is we know that physical deficiencies can't be resolved by physical endeavors. They must be resolved by supernatural endeavors. And that's why the Torah is eight, because the Torah is a supernatural endeavor. Supernatural endeavors can resolve spiritual deficiencies. So the Torah, which is supernatural, following it helps us resolve our physical deficiencies. Going on, Val Pitam Zem is more Ashrei Tmimei Derech, She Husad Al HaTorah. So Ashrei Tmimei Derech, which is founded in the observance of Torah. Completion of their ways, complete, perfect in their ways, Tamim. Right, they are perfect in their ways. Right, that is the people who follow the Torah. Fortunate are the people who are perfect in their ways. Those are the people who follow the Torah, right? Yesh bo shmona alpha beta. So if you ever wondered, there are eight full iterations of the alphabet. Why? Because how do you reach this perfect derech? How do you become someone who is perfect in their ways? Right? Well, you have to conform to the ways that are beyond nature. You conform to the Torah, which is represented by eight, the supernatural, because the supernatural helps you correct the physical, helps you complete what is deficient in the physical. So you cannot be tamim derech, complete in your ways, if you're physical, unless you're committed to observing the Torah. And that is why there are eight iterations of the Aleph Bet in Ashrei Tmimei Derech. V'chein, kol davar shu al hateva, v'hu tikun ma shechaser hateva, Achar Hashiva. Right? So anything that is beyond the spiritual, beyond the physical, its goal is to correct the physical, and therefore it can only come after seven. Seven is physical. If you want to correct an issue with the physical, it must be, says the Maharal, beyond seven. So where is he going next? Where do we see an example of a mitzvah that we aim to correct what is inherently deficient in the physical that can only come after seven? I would say Brit Milah. Maharal says Brit Milah. Unbelievable. V'zeh tam milah b'shmini. Ki adam mitzad ha-teva nivra ima orla v'pchito ta-teva. That's why Brit Milah was given on the eighth day, because human beings are natural creations. And therefore we are created with a natural deficiency of having foreskin. The hamila hi tikun hateva. And the mila is supposed to correct our physical deficiency. So it has to be on the eighth day. Because it's only what is beyond the teva that can come along and fix the teva. The teva is 7 days, so your eighth day of creation is where you come in and fix your mila, your spiritual deficiency. V'ra'ui shi'ekach, ki ma'aseh ha'adam v'mashu bal sechel hu yoter b'mala min ha'teva. And that makes perfect sense. Why? Because human beings are more significant than nature. Why? Because you're bal sechel. You're sechel. Human beings have a God-given intelligence, a spiritual component, which is God-given. So it makes sense that we have to correct our own natural deficiencies through the mitzvot, because our actions are better than the actions of nature. We have a seichel. Sharei hateva hu koach chomri bilvad. The nature is a physical force alone. Ve'ilu adam u'sichli. But a person is not just a physical force. A person is both a physical and a spiritual force. Ve'im yomar ki koach hateva po'al bekoach shu min Hashem yitbarach. And if you want to say, wait 1 second. Is nature not a force of God? Is nature not a force of God? It's purely a physical force, really? Ne'emar gamken ki adam shu sichli poel b'koach ha'sechel shonatam Hashem yitbarach. Of course, nature is a force of God. But it is a force of God that is a purely physical force. Right? Nature is essentially God's method of interacting with the physical world. In which case, nature is a force of God that is completely confined to the physical realm. Human beings are not confined to the physical realm entirely because we have a neshama. We have a spiritual component. Nature doesn't have a spiritual component. Sure, it's godly. Sure, it's godly. It is a koach of God that is bound entirely, though, by the physical world. Human beings are not a koach of God that are bound by the physical world entirely. A lot of physicality, but we're able to go above and beyond nature because of the neshama that we have. Nature has nothing like that. Nature does not have a neshama. Okay. So where is the Maharal going next? Where is he going next? Famous story. Rabbi Akiva and Tarnas Rufus. Familiar with this story. Tarnas Rufus, of course, was of the belief that the physical is the epitome of existence. Right? Why? Now, it's not just a worship of the physical. It's because the physical is a product of nature. Nature is a force of God. So, if it's man against God, who's more significant? And therefore, whose actions are more significant? Seemingly, you'd have to say God's actions are more significant. So, Tarnas Rufus essentially challenged Rabbi Akiva. He says, whose actions are better? God's or man's? Rabbi Akiva said, man's. Man's actions are better. Rabbi Akiva, of course, knew that he was going with that, where he was going with that. Specifically, not just to ask the actions of God as opposed to the actions of man, rather, more particularly, nature, which is a product of God, is less significant than man. Right? And Rabbi Akiva knew that he was going with it. You didn't need to say that obviously God can do things that man can't. But Rabbi Akiva already knew that Tarnas Rufus was dealing not in the realms of godly actions, in the realms of the supernatural, like creation of the cosmos, but rather godly actions in the realms of the natural. Because he knew where Tarnas Rufus was going. Tarnas Rufus wanted to ask him about Brit Milah, which is not a supernatural act of God, the creation of man, meaning the birth of human beings, was not a supernatural act of God, it was a natural act of God. Rabbi Akiva knew that that's where he was going, so he already answered him, man was better. What's better, the actions of man or the supernatural actions of God? Seemingly the supernatural actions of God. The natural actions of God, nature, man is better. So Tarnas Rufus then asks him point blank, why do you do Brit Milah? God created you this way. You're changing what God did. And Rabbi Akiva said, that's why I told you. Human beings, the creation of human beings are better. But Rabbi Akiva, interestingly enough, tells him two things. He says like this. He says, first of all, children are born on an umbilical cord. Do you cut that umbilical cord? Do you leave it there forever? No, so clearly you believe that you need to fix something in the way that birth happens. Clearly. But furthermore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the idea of purification to human beings for us to accomplish. He says, Shelo natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvot ela letzaref ha'adam behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvot so that we can purify ourselves through them. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. He says, first of all, you have to admit that changes must happen. You cut the umbilical cord. And second of all, we were given these mitzvot to improve ourselves. That's the idea here. Maharal is going to explain a little bit in depth what Rabbi Akiva meant. Ki ma'aseh adam p'chutim mima'aseh teva b'ma'aseh teva pa'al eloki. That's what Tarnas Rufus is svar. Right? That since nature is a product of God, it must be that how human beings are born is the ratzon of God, and any change to that form is a question of whose actions are better, God's or man's. And then what does Rabbi Akiva essentially say to him? Kimaseh adam b'mashu po'al adam shu bal seichel yoter madrugam and ateva shu koach chomri bilvad. It's not true. This isn't the full extent of God's koach. This is God's koach that he applies in the physical world, the laws of nature. Human beings have seichel elyo. We have a spiritual component that puts us above the caliber of nature. And yes, our actions are more significant than the pure actions of nature. But still, a question is left unanswered. I understand that our actions are better than those of nature. I get that. But if the perfect product is mahul, is circumcised, why wouldn't God just make us that way? That's a reasonable question. Why wouldn't God just make us that way? I get that the actions of man are greater than the actions of nature. But if at the end of the day, what's perfect is that we are circumcised, God could have made us that in the first place. השיב כי בוודאי פעל הטבע הוא חסר גם כן, כמו שתראה, כי התינוק יוצא עם הציבור. ואם צריכה לחותכו עד שתראה מזה, כי הטבע אין בו השלום. He says like this, we were created with foreskins because the very nature of nature is to be deficient. Nature is deficient. It must be deficient. It has to be deficient. We're going to talk about why in a second. It has to be deficient. Right? It cannot be that nature produces something perfect. So the goal of being created with the foreskin is that, is to say that nature can't produce something perfect. Only the supernatural can produce something perfect. So the mitzvah of milah is essentially the supernatural instruction to fix what is necessarily going to be deficient in the natural creation of man. V'im kein ein zekashe ma sheyotzeh tinok ima orla, ki ein pa'el hateva b'shlemut, ki ilu haya pa'el hateva b'shlemut, lo haya b'maaseh hateva shinui, shadvarim asher behem ha'shlemut, ein shinui behem. Oh, what's the problem? Meaning just say, I don't know, Why does nature need to be deficient? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create something perfect in the natural world, couldn't he? Why does nature need to be deficient? Meaning what you told me is, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create someone already circumcised is because nature has to be deficient. And so, the lack of circumcision is the necessary deficiency in nature that the mitzvah is coming along to the correct. Okay, but why does nature have to be deficient? What, God can't create something perfect through natural means? Of course He can. But you have a practical issue if God creates something perfect through natural means. And the practical issue is as follows. Things that are perfect have no appropriate change. That stands to reason, right? If it's perfect, it shouldn't be any other way. So is there an appropriate way to change something that's perfect? Seemingly not. Because if you're changing it, you are making it not perfect. If it's perfect and you change it, it's no longer perfect. But that's a problem. Because if we weren't allowed to change something natural, you know what it could never be? Spiritual. If we weren't allowed to change something natural, it could never be spiritual. We're supposed to strive to be spiritual. So nature must be created deficient in order so that we can introduce a supernatural component to make ourselves perfect. Could God have made a perfect nature? Sure. But then that nature would have no room for spirituality. And maybe not a reason to exist for that matter. So nature needs to be deficient to permit or legitimize the change that spirituality is going to come and have on it. If nature was perfect, you couldn't change it, and then it couldn't be spiritual. It would only ever be nature. So how do human beings, in our very existence, become spiritual? Step one, the physical component of us must be created deficient. Step two, we correct that through spiritual means. And then our very existence is spiritual. But if you would have created us naturally perfect, we couldn't change that, and we would only ever be physical. That's the Maharal explains. Now, that isn't to say that the physical creations of God are imperfect. Or rather, of course they're imperfect, but are, what's the word I'm looking for? There is no pagam in the physical creations of God. There is no, let me choose my words carefully here. There is deficiency in the physical creations of God. You know where there isn't deficiency? In His method of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's method to creating the imperfect is perfect. Right? The actual process of creation is perfect because it needed to create something that was imperfect. V'imaya nivra mahul lo hayat siruf el ha'adam ki hayu kol b'nei adam kach shahateva hi echat lekol b'nei adam v'lo haya zeh tziruf she'ena tziruf rak v'davar she'ena tivi. He says that human beings could not have been created circumcised as a product of nature. Why? Because as we explained last week, products of nature are equal. It's only product of the spiritual that have a that do not have an equal distribution. In which case, all human beings, if circumcision was a natural product, all human beings would be created naturally perfect, and there would be no room for spiritual purification. She'ein hatziruf rak b'davar she'ein otivni. Because purification only comes about through purification. Is there a better word for purification than tziruf? Purification only can come about, as we said earlier, by something that is beyond nature. Which means, what if a Kadosh Baruch Hu created us perfect? Naturally perfect. And we couldn't change. Right? If we couldn't change, there would be no way to better ourselves and make ourselves spiritual. Because spirituality, or tziruf, our spiritual purification, can only come through supernatural means. V'chein kol ha-mitzvot shenatan Hashem Yitbarach hem tziruf la'adam, shiyeh adam pe'ulatav u'ma'asav, hotza'av min ha-tivi, v'lo yiyeh ma'asav shel adam shavim im balei ha-chayim ha-tiviim. The whole essence of striving towards perfection is a product of leaving our physical parameters behind. Leaving our physical parameters behind. Right? So, our perfection only comes through the spiritualization of our being and the diminishment of the physicality of our being. The more we're focused on Torah, the more we're focused on mitzvah, the more we're focused on things of the supernatural realm, the less physical we become as creations in our very essence. To do that, there needs to be room for change. To do that, what exists in the physical realm must be deficient. We cannot perfect ourselves unless we're perfecting ourselves through spirituality. We cannot perfect what is already perfect. And therefore, if physicality was perfect, there would be no room for perfection. If there's no room for perfection, there would be no room for spirituality. And if we had no spirituality, we would have no... I guess that's the problem in and of itself. There's no more beyond that. Perfect physical existence cannot be corrected through spiritual means. And that is the fundamental reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the physical world imperfect, so that it can be fixed through spiritual means. If it was already perfect, it wouldn't be allowed to be fixed, and there would be no interaction with the spiritual whatsoever. Okay, I'll stop here.